Krisos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, 4:1. Now the Mishnah turns to the main topic for the rest of Masechta, which is the topic of the Asham Talui. Asham Talui, the suspending guilt offering. It's called an Asham Talui because it suspends the consequences of when one does an Avera, for which, if in fact he did the Avera, he would have to bring a Chatas, but he's not sure whether he did the Avera. And therefore, since he can't bring a Chatas out of Safek, as we said before, he'll bring an Asham Talui instead. Asham Talui is effective in suspending the consequence of the sin, but it doesn't fully atone for him, which means if later on he discovers that he actually did the Avera in question, then he'll have to bring a Chatas as well. Now remember, you only bring a Chatas when you do an Avera that carries the penalty of Karis, and you do it b'shogeg. So all the cases in our Mishnah here are going to be scenarios where he thought he was doing the right thing, something beheter. Then it turns out he did something which might have been a problem, but might have not, and therefore he brings the Asham Talui instead. So our Mishnah says, Safek achel chelev, safek lo achel. A person is not sure whether or not he ate chelev. Chelev, the forbidden fats that are carrying the penalty of karas, we said before. Afilu achel, and even if he ate, safek yesh bo kashiur, safek she'ein bo. And even if he ate it, literally I'm translating, he's not sure if he ate the requisite shiur. Remember that for all isuri achila, the requisite shiur is to eat a kazayas, an olives amount, and the amount of time it takes to eat a kadeich les pras, but the point is the olives amount. So the way that Rashi, Rambam, Bartanura all learn this is there are two separate cases. Case number one, he ate, but is not sure what he ate. Number two, he is not sure if he ate a shiur of what he wasn't supposed to eat, because he wouldn't be liable for a chatas if he ate less than a shiur. The way that Tosos learns is that it's actually one single case, that it's a what's called a sfeik sfeika. It's a two doubts. First of all, he's not sure if he ate the wrong thing. And even if he did eat the wrong thing, he's not sure if he ate a requisite amount of it. Okay, so Tosos has the big chiddush, which says that you even bring it for a sfeik sfeika, a double doubt, you still bring the Asham Talui, but that's not the halacha. So now the Mishnah is going to explain the case specifically, because it's not good enough that you're just not sure, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. It has to have what's called ikva, which means it's like kavua, it's fixed, it's present, isura, ikva isura, that we know for a fact there is isur in the story here. We're just not sure whether or not the person, came into contact with isur, he did the wrong thing. So therefore, says the Mishnah, it's not just where there's he ate one thing and maybe it was chelev, maybe it wasn't. Rather, says the Mishnah, chelev v'shuman lefanav, he had two pieces of fat in front of him. One was chelev, one was shuman. Achal echad mehen, achal es echad mehen. He ate one of the two. Ven yadua eze mehen achal. He just doesn't know which of the two he ate. So, he ate one piece of fat. His roommate ate one piece of fat. Now they're both gone. And now he's not sure if he ate the wrong one or not. And therefore, he will bring a Asham Talui until we can figure out, rolling the CCTV and figure out, who actually ate the chelev, if we can ever find it out at all. Now, the case of the shiur, he's not sure if he ate the requisite amount. So some learn, listen, once you know that there is certain chelev present, even if you're not sure how much chelev it was, that's considered to be ikva isur, there's enough isur here to make the question. Others learns, no, it has to be that there was a full requisite amount, there was at least a kazayas of chelev present. You just don't know whether the person ate the kazayas quantity or not. At all events, remember, it has to be that he was eating something he thought was permitted. So now we're going to give analogous cases in other areas, not just about eating chelev. For example, ish tova choso imo, a person is there with his wife and his sister bebayis in the same house, and shagag ba'achas mehen ve'en yadua be'ezemen shagag. He slept with one of them. He's not sure whether he slept with his wife or his sister. If it would be his sister and shagag, then it would of course be a chatas. If he's not sure, Asham Talui. As for his wife, of course, she's a muteris, so we don't know which one. In other words, shagag here is a little strange. Don't make too much out of it. It's just to parallel the next Mishnah's language. Because, of course, if it would be with his sister, that's shagag. He did a veron accident. If it's his wife, it's not a shagag at all, not a shagaga. Okay? But the point is, he doesn't know which one, and therefore he'll bring an Asham Talui instead. Similarly, Shabbos v'yom chol. We have Shabbos and yom chol together, meaning we're talking about here banish mashas. And during banish mashas, va'asa malacha ba'achas mehen. He did a malacha in Benish Mashos. He's not sure if that malacha happened on Shabbos or on Chol. Then Yadua be'ez men asa, and therefore maybe Asham Talui. In all those cases, he'll bring an Asham Talui. On this case of a Shabbos and Yom Chol, so According to Rambam, it applies where you're talking about Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, the same thing, because you have a chol and you have a Shabbos, and you're just not sure which side of the dividing line the malacha happened on. According to Tosfos, it has to specifically be that we're talking about Motzei Shabbos, because there you know there was Isser, present, if you will, there was Shabbos, for sure. You're just not sure if the malacha was done during the Shabbos or afterwards. Okay, so the halacha will be split between the Rambam and Tosfos.